Femme Frontera is an official recipient of two grants that will exponentially benefit our local filmmaking community. They received the Sundance Film Festival Arts Organization grant, which will go directly toward the creation of their La Frontera documentary lab, which will support, provide resources, and mentor women and non-binary filmmakers in El Paso and Juarez. They also received a Perspective Fund grant, which will provide intensive 10-day courses in documentary production for youth and adults. The fund will also provide Spanish-speaking-only documentary classes for youth and adults in our border region. Here to tell us all about it is Angie Reza Torres. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
It's so crazy. I feel like I'm constantly talking to you guys, but you guys are constantly doing cool things and getting cool gifts such as these two.
Thank you. Yeah, gift is the absolute best way to describe it. It's how I feel every day. We receive these gifts and I feel really lucky. It's a perfect time right now, I think, for people from our border region to be making art. And I think that the support that we have for it right now, we have to just take it and run with it.
And you're doing that. And you know what? Before, like, I don't want to minimize the word gift because there goes a lot of work goes into getting these grants. It's not like you put it out into the universe and then it magically appeared. I mean, you guys are working really hard on the back end. How long does it take you to put these proposals together?
Oh, man. I mean, I think that I probably waited a little bit too late, actually, to put them both together. It took about a week for each. But I also make sure to leave room to get feedback from a circle of professional individuals that I really trust to help craft what I need to make sure that I sound clear and that it's ready to go. But the ideas themselves that we were proposing have been ideas that we've had for years. And so these grant opportunities were just perfect timing in terms of getting us where we want to be right now.
And you're not wrong. I mean, you guys have been doing a lot of really good work. I know the Plaza Classic just had their local filmmaker showcase. And I think the winner came out of Femme Frontera. Did they or did they not?
Yes, first and second place.
All right. See, it's working.
Yeah, first place went to Jackie Barragan. Jackie is our tour coordinator as of earlier this year. But last year, she had her film Josie in the showcase, and it just won the audience award at the local showcase for the Plaza Film Festival. We're so, so excited and happy. She also received funding for that film in particular with a Femme Frontera collaboration with the Caldo Collective. And so, I mean, she is just doing amazing things with everything that she's got going on right now. And then Selena Galicia, she won for Cenicero de Dios, and that film was also in our 2020 showcase. So it's just really awesome to see the filmmakers. It's well deserved. Like, of course they should be winning awards for films.
And that's gotta feel good for you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but she hadn't made a film before this one, right?
Yeah, this is her absolute first film ever. And she is talented. That girl can dance, she can do art, she holds very beautiful spiritual rituals. She's multi-talented in a variety of areas. But she approached me years ago about wanting to do a film about her mom specifically. And her mom and my mom are best friends. And so, you know, we've all been in the family for a long time. And I told her that the day that she wanted to let me know, because it was really important for me to, you know, just be there in any way that I can. But I mean, homegirl got it done. Like, she, you know, didn't need my help.
Yeah, she did.
Super talented, you know? I mean, we gave her a little bit of a financial push, but man, she knocked it out of the park.
It's fantastic. The fruits of your labor are just going and going and going. And now we're at these two. So tell me, La Frontera Documentary Lab, what are you envisioning for that? And what is this grant going to allow you to do with that?
Again, like, for years, we had wanted to create a border lab that provides funding and resources and mentorship opportunities, pretty much anything and everything that filmmakers would need from the inception of their films through distribution. And that has been a dream for a long time. So when we saw this Sundance grant come out, it was very important for us to use this moment as a way to create the seed. And it's a little bit more than a seed because we're doing the lab now. It's on a smaller scale than, of course, what we have planned for the future. But the way that it works is we will be putting out a call for submissions soon for filmmakers to apply either individually or as a team. The only rule is that each filmmaker has to be from the opposite side of the border. So one from El Paso, one from Juarez, they have to be identified as women or non-binary, and they get to create whatever short film that they want about whatever topic. The only thing that we're asking is that both perspectives are equally represented in the film. That's very important to us. But yeah, I mean, they get mentors, they get a facilitator slash producer who will help them see it through and who will just be there as a resource for them, not telling them what they have to do at all, but just making sure, that they have everything that they need. Mentors, workshops, networking opportunities, assistance with distribution, pretty much anything that they need to make this film a reality and everything that they dreamed it could be, we're there to support. And then it will premiere as part of the 7th annual Femme Frontera Filmmaker Showcase in 2022, with the hope of further bigger distribution opportunities as well.
That's so fantastic. How many awards are you thinking you're going to be able to give out with this one?
With this one, it's very small, so it's just for the two filmmakers. So filmmakers can apply as a team or as individuals. If they apply as individuals, we will pair them up with another individual applicant. The focus will just be on these two filmmakers to start.
Okay, and then the second one, the Perspective Fund grant. You're doing some more teaching. And let me tell you, I talk to people like you all the time. And so then I drink the Kool-Aid. So I signed up for a couple of your workshops, and they're so great. Your teachers are fantastic and super patient and just very eager to teach if you are eager to learn. So thank you, because it seems like you're going to be doing even more teaching with this one.
Thank you for your feedback on your experience. Yeah, it's always really great to hear. We have such incredible teachers, and they come from all over the country. Some are local, some are as far as New York and San Francisco. And so we take a lot of pride in the teachers that we bring in. They're very knowledgeable, not just with the subject that they're teaching, but in multiple areas regarding media. And so for the Perspective Fund, we received a lot of documentary support. And so we decided to expand our documentary program to include documentary intensive, not just for youth that we currently have right now, but for adults as well. And so this is a 10-day course in which adults 18 plus will learn the fundamentals of shooting and lighting and editing while utilizing their smart devices. But also, they're going to get a little bit more of an immersive experience when telling a story and the kind of story that they want to tell. So if it's, you want to make a short documentary about your business to promote or to seek funding opportunities for other campaigns, Abigail Rudner are incredible instructors right there to help you do that. If you want to make creative personal stories for fun, this class is also equally right for you. For our Spanish speakers, we have exclusive Spanish speaking classes that do the same thing. So our adult Spanish speaking class is similar. And then we have a youth exclusively Spanish speaking class, which is our first. All of our classes have always been bilingual, but it's so nice to be able to offer just Spanish. Because with the youth, we've partnered with an organization in Juarez, and those students will be getting to take the class with our other instructor and education coordinator, Laura Bustillos
She's so great. She was my teacher. Props to Laura.
Hakes. You got Laura doing so much at this organization.
That's fantastic. It's perfect. It's perfect. So, do you find that a lot of people here locally are particularly interested in documentary filmmaking?
You know, when we first started, even before the name Femme Frontera existed, I was teaching classes when I moved out here from San Francisco. I'm originally from El Paso, but I was in San Francisco for 12 years. And I moved back in 2011 and immediately started teaching documentary filmmaking to kids in South El Paso. And I have found that documentary is probably the most powerful form of the way that a lot of these kids have been given the opportunity to express themselves. They have no filter, and it's the most beautiful thing in the world because they are so open to being raw and vulnerable and allowing their voices to be heard in a way that they've never spoken up that way before. And so it's just really been quite a journey for me in teaching documentary for so long to see how these kids really take on what it is that they're doing and just mold it to whatever it is that they want to say to the world. And so I think that I'm not necessarily sure that people know that much about documentary when they first come in, but by the time they leave, I've seen a lot of our kids continue to do documentary and to use it in that way. And I'm noticing that our adults are starting to figure and to realize just how important, how powerful it is for them to do that as well.
Yeah, for real. For the longest time, I would see the kids' classes, and I'm like, I want that but for grown-ups, and here it is.
I know, and that's why I put when I shared it on social media earlier, I was like, you asked for it. I listened. I'm like, so I hope that we get a good amount of signups because it's nothing to be intimidated by. It doesn't matter if you have experience in filmmaking, if you don't, this class and these classes just in general are, our instructors are very accommodating to all the students and to really getting a feel of the class and where it is. And you'll just get so much out of it.
It's fantastic. So if anybody wants to sign up, because these classes are, I mean, you got the grant and you're like, okay, we're doing it. So the classes are going to start pretty soon. Is that correct?
August 18th, our English speaking adult micro documentary class with Abigail Rudner starts. It's from August 18th to September 1st. Our Spanish speaking classes, the youth class is already filled, but our Spanish speaking adult documentary class will be up online soon, so everyone can sign up for that. But if you just go to femfrontera.org and under the menu, click onto workshops. You'll be taken right away to the page where you can register.
That's beautiful. And then before we started recording, you also mentioned that you are taking the working professional into account. So these classes are in the evenings.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. So they're very working professional friendly. We do understand that parents and adults do have a lot to do during the day. So they were conveniently scheduled for 6:30 to 8 p.m. They start on a Wednesday and they end 2 Wednesdays from August 18th. And the reason for that is, which I thought was pretty brilliant of Abigail, is that she wanted to give adults 2 weekends to work on any projects that they wanted to work on with their cameras, with editing, and give adults even more flexibility. You know, if you can't work on things during the week, you have the weekend to do it. So it works out really, really well.
So there you have it. If you've even been thinking about it, the classes are there. Angie, congratulations on these beautiful grants. And thank you so much for automatically injecting those gifts that you get straight into the community. Today, my guest has been Angie Resaturas from Femme Frontera. They are the recipients of two nice grants, the Sundance Film Festival Arts Organization grant, with which they're going to create the La Frontera Documentary Lab, and the Perspective Fund grant, which is going to be used to provide these 10-day intensive courses in documentary filmmaking. Angie, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much.